Wrecking Ball Radio.
This is Davin's Den.
We're back. Pip was dancing to that one.
That's right.
Happy robot song.
It was like there was a vibrator on Pip's seat, and she was just like finding the spot.
How do you know that there's not?
I don't.
Happy robot.
I do know that seat will be at the next garage sale. Marked for free.
Slightly worn.
Slightly moist.
All right. So there's a lot to get to.
Yes.
A lot to get to. So I asked Pip what you want to start with because she has the whole list of all the possible choices that we could do. And she wants to start with, is Fox News like Korean state TV? So I'm going to have to play the comedy, the Daily Show put this together.
Ugh.
So I'm going to have to play like I'm going to have to read it. And then you're going to hear the North Korean woman talk.
Yes.
And then you'll hear Fox News or something in that order.
Yes.
So this is not going to be smooth per se, but you're used to that. All right, here we go.
예별 동시 행동 원칙을 준수하는 것이 중요하다는 데 대하여
Okay. Now with that said was with our venerable leader's acute intelligence and courageous leadership, the world is able to witness the zenith of world peace and vital moment for our humanity. And then Lou Dobbs comments. Joe's like, "Hey, I like the he likes this Kim too."
President Trump returning triumphantly from Singapore. President Trump has now accomplished what no other American president has ever had the vision or the courage to even attempt.
세상 사람들은 세계의 평화와 인류의 미래에 있어서 거대한 역사적 의의를 가지는 뜻깊은 이날을 맞이할 수 있었습니다.
A venerable supreme leader, comrade, a new triumphant era of diplomacy. Sorry about for that extended pause. My bad.
Only days ago, President Trump ushered in a new era of diplomacy.
세계적 합의를 이룩하신 평양은 최고 용도자 동지께서는
This is something.
Who could have imagined this moment was possible? Shut up, Lou Dobbs. I gotta go. The venerable statesman whose leadership has been verified by the world, our supreme leader, comrade, is a hero revered by all people. Let me just backtrack that a skosh so we can hear Mr. Dobbs.
Continued success in his every undertaking. Whether in domestic
so,
the president's continued success in his every undertaking, whether in domestic politics, international trade, or foreign policy, President Trump standing taller than ever on the world stage.
We have this world respected outstanding statesman, a once in a lifetime great man as our leader. And here's Mike Huckabee.
Donald Trump has instincts that are different than ours, but most often, 99% of the time, they tend to be better than ours.
You simply can't comprehend the genius of Donald Trump. Our president has no fear.
One of those things was the vet. Let's see. I think I got all the translations. The venerable statesman whose leadership has been verified by the world, our supreme leader, comrade, is a hero revered. Yeah, I pretty much got it all.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was kind of similar.
I thought it was really similar. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was similar. We both had a meeting, the meeting that you would never think it would ever take place. It's just 6 months ago.
Not over the top by Fox. I mean, one state TV. One is supposed to be a news organization. One we know as North Korea is state TV. We mm-hmm. know that's horseshit. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Fox.
I understand. That was the obvious joke. I did not go there. I'm trying to have a conversation. One we know Kim is fucking writing the scripts for. The other one is supposed to be a free-flowing news channel. It's a little disturbing that you have hosts doing. That's the problem. Like, hosts are doing it. Although Huckabee wasn't a host. Huckabee was probably a guest. But Hannity's a host, Dobbs is a host, and that judge is a host of the show. Mm-hmm. I think there's a difference between when the pundits do it and when the host does it. I don't really want to hear anybody do it. But I think it's different when a host of a fucking show on a news channel is blowing somebody on the air.
Well, the only thing that was missing was our venerable leader.
Well, I mean, nobody has instincts like him. It's like,
you know, I think he should be congratulated. I mean, on both ends, you know, they wound up. This is you know, we'll see what happens. I'm sure Trump will, you know, keep on top of it. But this was something that just 6 months ago, where we were at, could be possibly having a nuclear skirmish with them, where missiles are going over Japan. 6 months later, they're sitting down and they're talking. You know, they're together.
That's fine, but those are opinions, which is fine. I'm not saying you can't have the opinion,
right?
But let's not call it a news channel. I wouldn't want to hear somebody on the left doing. Listen, if I was interested in that type of blowing the person in charge, you two wouldn't be here. We would not have the show we have. If I was interested in hearing somebody say how great everything is and how wonderful and bowing down,
how insightful, venerable leader.
I mean, really.
So then, listen to 1010 Wins. I mean, this, you know, you're gonna listen to CNN and slide it to the left. You're gonna listen to Fox News. It's gonna be slided to the right. You shouldn't be surprised.
I don't find. Let's see. Lawrence O'Donnell is to the left. Rachel Maddow, she's getting more left, but she does some interesting investigation stories. But for the most part, like CNN, like, I know they like to kill Don Lemon and Anderson Cooper, but really most of the time they're hosting, and it's the pundits who are going at it. And I don't know. And Fox News has shows with pundits going at it too, which I'm fine with.
And the hosts put in their 2 cents, but it's not this incredible. It's all opinion, and that's not wrong, but it's just really over the top.
Yeah,
to me.
Let's just take news out of it. Let's call it Fox Opinion. Let's call it what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't think that on both sides of the countries this was a really great stride?
I'm not saying whether it is. I'm not offering my opinion on it. I'm not saying their opinion is necessarily wrong. That's not my point. I'm saying is, if you're supposed to be a news channel, your hosts should not be fucking blowing anybody who's making news that much. That's what I'm saying, unless you're state TV. Whether I think it's great or not, that's irrelevant.
Well, she's even speaking in this bombastic tone. And
they were kind of people were doing their own version of it.
Yeah. It was scarily similar.
And here's the problem. Here's my problem. People, do you watch Fox News?
Yes.
People get their news solely from Fox News.
Yeah, some people do.
So unless you're watching Shepard Smith or Brett Baer, I don't know if you ever watched Brett Baer,
no.
Or you happen to catch Chris Wallace on the weekends. I think now
somebody, I tell you, they lost really Charles Krauthammer. They lost last week.
No, but Krauthammer's a pundit.
But the thing about him was, you would watch them, and you'd have everybody, you know, in the panel. Oh, Trump did this, and well, I think that was great. He's got to be out of his mind.
No, but that's fine. He's a pundit. He's there to be a pundit. I don't have problems with the pundits doing that. That's why I don't really have the issue with Huckabee doing that. Although it's a little bit of bullshit because his daughter works for the president.
But that's what you're gonna get from those guys.
But you understand that.
Mm-hmm.
People don't understand that. People think this is what's fucking going on, and they go, aha, it's on the news. I'll give you an example. I was telling Pip this before the show. So I was having a conversation with Walt, who's a big Trump guy, online. And he put something like, he's like, if they were taking babies, there'd be videos of this stuff. I'm like, well, there's audio, and they're not letting the press in there, and they're not letting a lot of congressmen in there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if something would have leaked out. I go, we got a 9-month-old that doesn't have names. They don't know who the parents are.
Mm.
They don't have a phone number. There's nothing in New York City. They transferred it from Texas to New York City. I'm like, what do you think? The baby just got on a bus on its fucking own? Something happened. He goes, I didn't hear that. I go, yeah, I guess Fox News didn't report it. I go, here you go. I go, here's from a newspaper that is pro-Trump. And I showed him the article from the New York Post. You read the Post all the time.
Yes.
It's a, you know, New York Daily News is anti-Trump.
Mm-hmm.
The New York Post is pro-Trump.
Right.
But it was still in the New York Post. So you couldn't even call it fake news because it's owned by Rupert Murdoch, the same guy who owns Fox News. But because they're not seeing it, It's not happening. Now, don't get me wrong. Fox News does cover some things
right.
that CNN and MSNBC aren't covering.
Right,
so you wouldn't
right.
think, oh, well, I guess that's not going. Well, Fox
well,
News
CNN, CNN does that as well, where you'll listen to a story, you get both sides of the story, and CNN will gloss over things as well.
That's fine, but I'm saying that.
Yeah.
That's why I
yeah.
watch all the news. But you never hear me go, oh, well, I saw it on MSNBC, and it must be true.
And only that is
yeah,
true.
Exactly.
Not you're not open to
MSNBC had people on. They used to have Keith Olbermann on, who I enjoyed, but was very highly opinionated.
Oh, very.
But I've never heard anybody. I've heard a lot of the anti.
Mm-hmm.
You know but I've never heard such a pro, such state TV like we're getting under, like we're getting from Fox News on most of the programming. Under this administration, and that's my problem with it, because people think that's the news. It's not the news. It's opinion. Which is fine. You can have opinion. Let's just not call it news.
Yeah.
You know, like I said, there's a few shows. Shepard Smith is news. Brett Baer is one of these hosts who hosts pundits. I wouldn't really call it. It's like, you know, like most of the shows on CNN, MSNBC. But he, you know, he's
but
a
he
welcomes right, but he
but
calls it, you know,
he is. But he welcomes debate.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. There's a show on now at 11 o'clock, hosted by a woman.
On what channel?
On Fox.
But
the blonde. I don't know her name.
Oh, yeah.
It's a fairly new show.
Yeah.
But you turn on Dobbs or Judge Jean. Or fucking Hannity, who dines with President
yes.
Trump. I mean, and people are getting the news, and they're like, oh, I guess they're just against the president because they don't like him. They want him to fail, because you hear them blowing the fucking president. You turn on Fox and Friends, they're blowing the president. They're not challenging. And some people, this is wrong. This is not good. This is not healthy. This is one of the reasons why we're so divided.
Yeah, but the thing about it, it's the media, because basically everywhere you go, it's anti-Trump, anti-Trump, anti-Trump.
Is the news. The news is the news. I mean, families are getting separated. We talked about it last week. It's not anti-Trump if you're reporting the news and they said that's their state of policy.
Well, maybe we should say fact, because the news is an ambiguous
Fine.
Term now.
Facts are facts.
Yes.
Families are getting separated. They announced that they were doing this in April for deterrence. Mm-hmm. I mean, the fact is the fact. Whether you perceive it as anti-Trump or not, the fact is the fact. I'm sorry. You know, just today. You know, and I'm not going to put opinion on it, but Harley Davidson said they were moving some of the plants overseas because of the tariffs. Now, I'm not going to say it's right or wrong, but what I'm saying, the fact is the fact. That's
but the
what
thing
said.
About it is that it's sometimes there's a lot of times the facts. Well, let's disseminate the facts. Okay, first of all, they're going to do it. To think about this. Number one, the tariffs have not gone into effect yet. Number two, you just don't. Decide to move your factory overnight. Hearing news, this had to be in the planning for a while.
Well, they listen. A year ago, they were in the Oval Office with the Trump administration.
Yeah, right.
Now what they're saying is we don't get cause, and this is again a fact. You got one member of the Trump administration saying one thing, and another member of the Trump administration saying something else. And we've seen this a lot of times. So here's the thing: Harley Davidson doesn't have a duty to America; they have a duty to their shareholders. That's capitalism. So. Like I said, we could talk about why they did it, but the fact is, this is what they said.
That's the and that's the funny thing with the fact we always hear. And I'm not looking to start an argument. What I'm saying is that when you see a fact, you have to disseminate it. Why?
Right.
And that's
Absolutely.
The thing. Say, well, Harley, yeah, but why?
That's fine.
Why?
But here's the
was
thing.
It solely on the tariffs, or was this in the works? For over a
year. But now you're going from fact to opinion, which is fine. Which is why you have the pundits on it.
Yeah, it's
that. No, what you're talking about is opinion, which is fine. Unless you find a document that says, you know, Harley Davidson said, you know, announced 6 months ago they were going to do this before the tariffs we're talking about. If you have that document or that email, that's another fact. But now we're talking about speculating. We're like, well, we're not taking them at their word. Which is fine,
mm-hmm.
but that's opinion.
But you look at the backstory, because you have to sit there, and if you're going to reason, you reason why there seems to be more than just a knee-jerk reaction.
That's fine.
You just don't pick up a fact. You just don't decide. Well, we're going to move operations.
But you're not getting that from Fox News. And I listen. This might sound bad, but I don't give a shit. It's my show. At this point, I do not consider people who exclusively watch Fox News educated. I consider them, they're watching for entertainment. They think they're watching the news, kind of like, I guess, how people used to watch Saturday Night Live and Weekend Update, and maybe they thought that was the news. They're not educated.
Right.
And so I don't want to have conversations with them because they don't know all the facts. Now, I'm not saying I'm the most educated in the world, but at least I try. At least I watch CNN, MSNBC, and Fox News.
You're
now,
looking from you're looking from different points of view, right. Not just, you know. I mean, and a lot of the sources, I don't want to say all, but a lot of the sources are slanted towards their own particular agenda. But if you know that is true... Well, see, that's what's the scary part is that a lot of America doesn't know that's true.
Right.
They think, well, I like what these people are saying, so that must be the truth.
Now, you know, listen, I mean, it seems like MSNBC has every Republican that hates the president on.
Mm-hmm.
But
because it's entertainment, that's who they're going to get.
No, but these are still conservatives.
Yeah, but they suit their agenda.
It's their agenda, but they're conservatives. Trump's never been a conservative.
No.
But they will get senators on and congresspeople who do stick up for Trump. They're not going to trot out the Trump spokespeople anymore. They've had enough with the Kellyanne Conways of the fucking world. Corey Lewandowski fucking embarrassed himself last week and should never be on TV again.
Why is that?
So there was a story. Now, the congressman, the Democrat, no, it was, excuse me, not a Democratic congressman, a Democratic somebody, Democratic operative, we'll say. Was talking about a story, which did happen, but it wasn't because they crossed illegally. Was talking about how a 10-year-old girl with Down syndrome was separated from her mother. So he's telling the story, and Corey Lewandowski in the middle of the story goes, "Wah, wah." You know what?
Yeah, that was a bad
movie.
Yeah,
I heard that. That was a bad. Never be on TV again. If Trump talks about civility, and we'll get there. But if Trump wants civility, he should go, you know what? Corey Lewandowski's cut off. I don't want him speaking for me. That was her. It's not too much to say, don't make fun of the girl with Down syndrome. It's not too big of a leap to fucking do.
How could you expect him to do that when he's the guy that made fun of the
disabled reporter? His excuse was, I wasn't doing that.
But he clearly was.
He didn't make fun of the disabled. That's his gesticulation over anybody that he disagrees with.
I haven't seen that in a while.
If you look it up, they'll show all different clips using that same gesticulation.
Either way, we should never hear from Corey Lewandowski again.
Right.
And here was the problem with Fox News. That host allowed him. Now, the Democrats sunk his fucking teeth into him. But the host should have said, you know what, Corey? It's too much. You're cut off. That's what the host said. And that was one
but
of their news shows.
It makes for great TV.
I understand. But where's the morals?
It was like a runaway train after that.
But I've seen hosts on CNN. Now sometimes the hosts on CNN get run over too. Yeah. Don't get me wrong, you know. But I've seen hosts cut people off and go, you know what? That's it. Scarborough on MSNBC will not have Kellyanne Conway
on
anymore.
Right.
I think she tried. I think it just got to be a runaway train.
No, I don't think she tried. Either way, nobody should hear from Corey Lewandowski again because he's shown he's bringing nothing to the table.
That's especially heinous.
Yeah, exactly.
Ew.
Like I said, that's how you know the Trump administration is.
Well, sometimes they don't use common sense. The head of Homeland Security went out and got harassed.
We're gonna talk about that.
All right,
we'll talk about that. But right now we're talking about Corey Lewandowski and what's going on TV.
Right.
Anyway, my point is. Listen, let's just not call Fox News news. There's a few shows where you can get news if you know how to look for it.
Yeah.
And I don't mind the host with the various pundits. But when you got hosts of shows, when people don't know that this isn't news, blowing our supreme leader, that's a fucking problem. I got a problem with that.
But I do think in that one instance of that story, it was an amazing feat. And why shouldn't that be rewarded?
That's fine, but you have the pundits on to do it. I don't have a problem if they have members of the cabinet, if they have Trump fans, senators, congressmen, you know, saying, you know, that I don't have a problem with that. If that's your opinion, that's fine. I just don't. But no, his intellect is so proud, so amazing,
so supreme.
Clearly, that's not true. But I don't. I don't need a leader. I don't need a host doing that. Have the pundits.
I'm sure if Obama did that, CNN would be falling all over themselves.
But I was just thinking about. I don't think any of the networks had anybody had a host fawning over Obama like that.
I would love to see the videotape of that happening. Every time that Obama tried diplomacy, everybody, what a pussy, he's going to talk.
No, but I'm talking about the host. Not talking about the pundits. Sure, there's plenty of pundits on MSNBC and CNN and even Fox who would blow President Obama. I'm talking about the host. I don't give a shit about the pundits.
Yeah, no.
There's no host. This is specially Fox News. All right, we'll move on though. I'm just saying it's some fucking bullshit over there.
Yeah.
And you need to be aware of that. All right. So the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, is spending more than $8,500 on challenge coins to congratulate its response to 2017 natural disasters, including the hurricanes that ravaged Texas and Puerto Rico. After three bids, the contract was awarded to the Lapel Pins Plus Network for Response Award Development Challenge Coin, with a request design a 2-inch color 3D coin award that displays the EPA Emergency Response Program logo on the inner circle and Hurricanes Harvey, Irma, and Maria, and the California wildfires on the outer circle. The back of the coin, to be designed by the contractor, should convey the sentiment that EPA staff from all across the country work together to respond to the incidents from Puerto Rico to California and regions in between. The contract said it also says the coin should include the phrase "Response Excellence the Year 2017 and should say "Protecting Human Health and the Environment All Across America." The contract details, obtained both through public records and the Political Action Committee American Bridge, show that 1,750 coins, along with boxes, are to be delivered by the end of the month. Challenge coins are historically collectible pieces of recognition that originated in the military but have recently become more popular with civil agencies. But celebrating the EPA's work during natural disasters doesn't sit well with several groups, who flag the coins as inappropriate since many consider the administration's response to be inadequate. "It was definitely lacking," said Eric Olson, a senior director at the Natural Resources Defense Council. "From a public health standpoint, what's really concerning is that they did not address the drinking water quality in Puerto Rico after Hurricane Maria," he said, citing reports of waterborne illnesses and widespread bacterial contamination, boil water advisories for a majority of the island, and reports that people were getting their drinking water from Superfund sites had not been properly locked down by the EPA. "Every state and territory is required to have an emergency drinking water plan in place for natural disasters, and obviously when EPA approves that plan, they are supposed to affirm that there is an adequate plan for the response. And EPA did approve the plan, but clearly they didn't have adequate plan for drinking water," Olson said. "In Houston, where Hurricane Harvey caused massive, unprecedented flooding, the San Jacinto River Waste Pit Superfund site was damaged and began leaking waste. The EPA initially declared it safe. They didn't want to make public how bad the situation was," said Neil Carmen, a former Texas Environmental Office official who now works with the Sierra Club. "It's a complicated situation, but I can't believe that they are giving awards to people for this. It's kind of disgusting to me, because the huge concern is that a lot of material escaped and the flooding carried the dioxin to people's yards." EPA spokesman Jahan Wilcox defended the contract. "This is not news," Wilcox said. "Throughout the federal government, challenge coins are awarded to various individuals and the dedicated public servants who worked tirelessly throughout the 2017 disaster relief efforts should be commended for their service." Lapel Pins declined to comment on the story. You guys ever received challenge coins?
No. I didn't even know about them until this.
I have from the military. When I've done stuff in the military, that's how they reward you. So I've gotten them for when I've performed and done stuff. And I take a lot of pride in some of them. I wear on stage with me sometimes to keep them with me. I kind of don't dig non-military issuing this thing. Can't some things be just for the military?
Can't they keep something special?
I mean, maybe it's a little protection stuff, but I mean, it's like, that's their thing. I mean, this is what they started. Why does everybody have to get one?
Maybe they felt there were certain people. There's 1,750 that they're distributing.
No, I'm not getting to that. I'm just talking about in general. I think that should be just a military thing. Can't everybody else get like a certificate?
I don't know. You know, sometimes with the berets, like you'll see a lot of the regular army wearing berets.
Right.
And the Green Berets had a problem with that because, you know, we earned that beret being the Green Berets, and just issuing berets kind of takes away from that.
So you kind of agree with me then?
In a sense, yeah, but it started in the in a sense where it was in the military already in sort of that guise.
Right, but this is not the military. That's the problem. This is civil agencies taking what was a military thing and using it to suit their needs. That's my point is, I'm saying, let the military keep that. That's theirs.
I'm just going to wear a black belt.
What?
I'm just going to wear a black belt. I like them. I think that it would be really cool to just wear a black belt.
I got you. Like for Taekwondo. I got you.
Yeah.
No, it's kind of the same thing.
Because you didn't like earn the same status. You know, it's like people in the military, I'm not saying that responders, like first responders that aren't in the military, don't work hard and they aren't dedicated.
Give them something different.
But give them something different.
Give them something different.
Don't dilute.
Yeah.
The work that the military does.
I'm not saying don't recognize people.
Right.
Just don't rip it off.
Don't take their stuff.
I don't see that much of a deal breaker.
Well, that wasn't even my problem with this.
Well, I don't think the EPA did a particularly good job.
No.
Well, how many? Could you do me a favor? Look up on the internet how many people work for the EPA.
Okay.
Are we assuming Scott Pruitt's still there? No. Well, you bring up an interesting point because you could recognize people who did an excellent job.
Right. That's my point because you know. So it was for 1,750.
Which is not a lot of people, you would think.
Right. So for the even if you disagree with the policy, you have people out there doing the best they can, doing yeoman's work, going up above
it's
and beyond.
Like, it's kind of like, you know what, in a football team. You know, sometimes the team goes 1-15. They still have a team MVP.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So if you look at it, you know, that there, even though, yeah, some of the policy really, you know.
Policy? This wasn't policy. They fucked up.
But if you had people out there going the extra mile, trying to get things done.
Here's the problem, though. Puerto Rico is an ongoing disaster. It's not even like we've turned the page on 2017.
No.
It's still going on. So it looks really, really bad when you include Puerto Rico into something that's still going on.
When people still don't have electricity, they don't have potable water, and you're saying, and you're giving yourself a big pat on the back.
It was like Katrina.
It's
you know,
ugly.
It was like when W said, well done, Brownie, during a Katrina. You know what? It's like, oh, shit's getting worse. Oh, maybe not. So did you find that number?
The agency had 14,172 full-time employees.
All right. So if you look at, so 1,500 is a small percentage.
See, I think that's a high number. I think that's a pretty high number. I think I'd feel better if there was a couple hundred people, to be honest with you.
How many 14,000?
14,000. I mean, you would think that a lot of those people are desk jockeys. You know, they're not going to send the accountants in to deal with the infrastructure
problems.
Well,
the other thing is there's so many scandals coming out of that office because of Scott Pruitt.
Oh, yeah.
That just makes it look even worse. I mean, we don't even cover them on the show. But
700 people walked out when he took over.
Yeah, but that's not even one of the scandals.
Yeah,
no, but I mean like, that many people were like, oh my God, look what's coming. Nope.
Yeah,
not working
I mean,
the
guy's
that.
Corrupt as a motherfucker.
Yeah.
He is the swamp. What was the percentage?
It's like 12%.
See, I think that's pretty high. Yeah. I think that's pretty
high. I think, though,
if it had been like 1 or 2 or even 5%, I go, well, you know what? These people must have really excelled.
That was probably, I mean, so
but 12% is a little high.
Yeah, out of 1750 out of 14,000. Is you know
no, it's 1,750.
1,750. Yeah, 17. Out of that is you know even though the policy was kind of, you know that you had these people that went above and beyond and they're recognizing that they didn't recognize the whole agency. They recognized 1,750 people
know,
out
I
of
just,
14,000.
I just think when it's still going on, it doesn't sit right with people. You know,
yeah, I'm seeing Joe's point is that if there were people that went above and beyond, and they excel. They personally should be,
I'd feel much better if they said, "Hey, you know what? These 20 people, we're going to give them, and this is why." And then they tell us what they did. Go, you know what? They were in it. You know, they stayed longer than they had to stay. They really worked with the community. They did this, that, the other thing. Go, you know what? Shitty situation. They went above and beyond. I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
And that's probably the situation.
But I think this number's too high.
I don't think it is. Listen to me. If it was 5,000 people,
mm-hmm.
okay, then that you know, and 1,750. All right, slow down.
Yeah.
You know, out of 14,000, you know,
12%. I think is a pretty high number.
Yeah.
And it's just bad optics in the sense that it's still a mess.
Yes.
And they're saying, "What a great job we did," but the people who are suffering are not saying, "Oh wow, what a great job you did."
Right.
You know, I mean, it's like Lisa said in the chat room, and I was going to bring this up too. It's just like, you know, I understand that there is a catastrophe going on because we're having more and more natural disasters, and New Orleans was still underwater for a long time after, still wet and you know mold and everything, all kinds of problems. People could not move back into their homes. They just simply could not. The remediation wasn't able to be done or they just didn't get to it.
It was a failure.
It was a failure. And here we have another one.
Yeah, I think it looks bad when you're celebrating failure. You know, they did do some good things, I'm sure.
You know what? No, people did go in that, you know, did good stuff. But it took them a long time to respond.
It just looks bad. There's so much scandal coming out of that agency.
I mean, when private people were the first ones to respond before we got, you know, the people who are supposed to do that get in there with supplies, that's a failure.
So what were some of the things we jotted down before the show?
Well, we were talking about Sarah getting kicked out of the restaurant.
All right, so Sarah Huckabee Sanders wanted to go to the Red Hen.
Oh, I don't like freestyling like this. Wasn't written down.
I could tell by your attempt at improv humor. So Sarah Huckabee Sanders went to the Red Hen restaurant on Saturday, wanted to get some dinner.
In Virginia.
And I guess the staff told the owner, we don't feel comfortable with her here. She had a cheese plate. They already gave her some food.
Right.
And they asked her nicely to leave. She didn't have to pay for the cheese plate. But they didn't want to serve her.
Right.
She left. And then she tweeted about it. Before that, we had Kirsten Nielsen, HHS?
Yeah.
Human Health Services?
Yeah.
I don't think I know about this.
This is like last week when everything was blown up at the border with the immigration.
Okay.
She went to a Mexican restaurant.
How stupid do you have to be?
Hey,
really?
This is your team, motherfucker. You go
to a Mexican restaurant?
When you're the one that
She's not the only
wall.
One. Stephen Miller did the same thing. Went to a Mexican restaurant. So Kirsten Nielsen, people are protesting her while she's
eating. There's an Italian joint right down the road. Go there.
I don't think people understand how brave Kirsten and Steven are to even fucking think that they could eat there. Because they're jerking off
I did a joke about that on Sunday night. I go, she went to a Mexican restaurant just to appease them. Look, my kids are in another restaurant. I think they're there. They're playing in the ball pool. You know?
Well, wait a minute. No. I mean, I don't know about other areas of the country, but guess who's in the kitchen of every restaurant?
Of course. It's Latinos.
A chef?
Yes. Mexican people are cooking
your
food.
Guatemalans, Peruvian.
Central Americans.
Of course.
But the thing is, people who
Same thing at Mar-a-Lago, by the way.
Yes. People who English is their second language.
Who were here illegally.
Yes.
So
they're in the kitchen.
So anyway, they were confronted. All these people were confronted. Maxine Waters holds a little thing the other day on the street. Maxine Waters is a congresswoman from California.
Yeah, Aunt Esther. That's what she looks like.
Oh.
She looks like Aunt Esther.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I don't know what that was, but I assume it was racist.
It's not racist. She looks like Ann Esther on Sanford and Son.
I don't think so.
Really?
No, I don't see it.
Anyway, I don't know the show that well. Anyway. So she said, essentially, she had a bunch of people around her.
Yeah.
Confront them wherever you are. Surround them.
Mm-hmm.
Donald Trump tweets wishing harm on them, which she didn't wish harm on them.
No.
Said, wish harm, be careful what you
she
wish.
She said to not harass them.
I don't think she...
Mm-hmm.
Well, harass is different than harm.
Yeah,
you shouldn't be harassing anybody.
But that's I'm not saying you should or you shouldn't. I'm not there yet. But I'm saying
don't jump me up 10 minutes, asshole.
You gotta break this down for the not everybody knows the story.
Yeah.
So she's saying harass them where you are. Trump says, you know, wishing harm on people, be careful what you wish for. And then Trump's like, where's the civility coming from President Trump? Okay. So this is all going on. So I'm of a couple of minds. On the one hand, people should be allowed to go out,
yeah,
and eat. And you know, you hate to think it's like now you can't eat because of your political affiliation.
Mm-hmm.
Is that where we are?
Mm-hmm.
But yes. And then on the other hand, go, well, you know what? When else are you going to be able to confront Kirsten Nielsen or Sarah Huckabee Sanders or Miller? Now, I'm not saying touch them. Get in their face, make any contact with them. No. But I get it. When else are you going to let them know that, hey, we're still here and we disagree with you and we're going to make it uncomfortable for you?
On election day.
Right, but that's a long way away. And a lot of people think it's rigged. You know, a lot of people think the system is broken. Sure, ideally election day, but we're not that country anymore. We have devolved. Now, we were devolving. I've said it before. We were devolving before Trump.
Yes.
Trump has just fucking hit the accelerator on
it. But the way we are now is, once again, social media. You go on social media, you say your piece, you tweet it, you post it. And before social media, you never had this.
Well, you might have had it, you just didn't know about it.
But you didn't know about it. So now everybody's got their platform and everybody forgets they're online. So if they see that person, they're going to start yelling at them and carrying on.
Well, I mean,
you couldn't act like that at a town hall. You'd be hauled out.
No, you can act like that at a town hall.
We've seen it done.
Yeah. But the question is, should people be confronted? Not physically, but should people be confronted when they're out and about in public? People that have power. These are people that have power. I'm not talking about confront the guy who has Trump on bumper sticker on his truck and has no fucking power.
No.
I'm not talking about confront that guy. We're talking about people with power.
People with power.
People, policymakers. People that are doing the president's bidding.
Yeah, because...
And on the left, too, you know, because if we're going to allow this, then you can expect that when there's a Democratic regime that it's going to continue. Mm-hmm. You can expect that, and then you can't cry, boo-hoo, how dare they? You know, they might, but I won't.
Well, I see, I don't know where to draw the line, because
at Mexican restaurants.
Don't go in and bother the people that you're fighting against.
Some people really say, don't. You know what, maybe they were maybe like Nielsen and like Miller were fucking trolling them. And you gotta think, maybe they were, because it's kind of a fucking douchey move. You know what, go through the Taco Bell drive-thru, call it a fucking day.
And for God's sake, wear a disguise. Will you please?
Yeah.
You know, it's fun. Like in the case of Sarah Sanders, the woman is just trying to have a meal with her family. In case of the other two, you go to a Mexican restaurant. What did you expect?
So you have less sympathy for them?
Absolutely, because it was a stupid move. Yeah, the same person that let Melania wear that fucking jacket going on the plane.
All right, well,
thank you.
All right, let's put a bow on
this. You're jumping ahead, asshole. We're trying to run a show. We're trying to keep a time.
Now, if you know this, why do you insist on jumping ahead?
Because to irritate you.
Like you're fucking headed. Big irritation.
Funny. Funny.
He irritated himself that time.
All right, so,
<It's funny. laughs>
so is it okay to confront these people? I don't know.
I think that there's an element of let them eat cake about certain elements of this, you know, oh gosh, I'm losing my words.
Nobody else wants them.
You know, I mean, when you have people that are so isolated from what...
When they're in the bubble.
People, they're in the bubble, and they're isolated from what people are really thinking.
And this administration is in the bubble.
It's okay. They are. They're surrounded by other people who think the same thing.
And Trump is a bubble president. I mean, he's been rich his whole fucking... He's been a rich white person, male white person, his whole life.
He gets surrounded by the privilege of money and whiteness, and now the presidency. So he doesn't hear what
So there's something to be said for
that. There is something to be said for it that... I mean, because, Sarah Huckabee Sanders is there at a press conference, and when she doesn't like what the press is saying, she's just like, you know, basically shut up.
She actually ridicules their intelligence.
She does. She calls them stupid, and I
what she thinks she's doing a radio show.
I love the bit about saying, "Well, I'm always polite to people."
Yeah, I know. It's like, again, you got to be self aware.
But I still think there's a portion of the populace that is so bitter that Hillary Clinton lost.
That's fine, but I don't think...
That they just can't deal with it.
But this was very specific about what's going on the border. This isn't pussy hats, and this wasn't that. This is like, we don't like your policy, and everybody knows Stephen Miller wrote the policy. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows Kirstjen Nielsen lied about the policy.
Yes.
Everybody knows Sarah Huckabee Sanders fucking lies every day.
All the time.
Exactly. We all know this stuff.
Now, how did they lie?
Because they say one thing, and then they say something else.
And what's the first thing that they said? What was the
first
thing
of all? Well, all right, I'll give you Nielsen. I talked about this with you last week. We don't have a policy of separating children. The next day, she gives a press conference about the policy of separating children. She's a fucking liar. I can't make this up. That's why people go, "Oh, you're tinted by the media." No, I listen to what they say. I don't have to listen to the media. I see what they say.
I wish I had a great example of the stuff that Sarah Huckabee Sanders says all the time.
She lies about what happened on the airplane. President Trump had no idea what happened with Donald Trump in that meeting, and then it comes out that he wrote the fucking statement.
Right, right.
I mean, it's just, these are just some examples off the top of the head. We know.
Thank you. Because
we know
I've seen them, and yes. I'm like watching her speak, and I'm like, she just presented us with a plate with a shit sandwich on it and said, that's meatloaf.
So these aren't policy disagreements, which I think are valid on, you know, left, right. You can always have policy disagreements. This is getting caught in bullshit. As I tell my daughter, the lessons I teach, she go, you can lie. You just got to be a lot better at it. Because I deal with liars for a living. I deal with it on the radio show. I deal with people who lie for a living. So lie to me, but don't get fucking caught. And they are bad liars. So you're confronting liars, and you're confronting the people that have to do with the policy. Now, I don't think it's right to do it to some, like, intern or page at the White House.
They don't have power.
Exactly. They don't have power. They're trying to get a lie. You could say, well, they shouldn't be working for it. That's a whole different argument. But these are powerful people.
Mm-hmm.
So you know what? So
I don't think it was a case of lying where they got the put a no tolerance policy on, and they didn't really look into logistics.
I understand
of handling
that. But Jeff Sessions said in April we're going to separate families as a deterrence, and then she says we have no policy of separation. Well, you see, they go, well, you're fucking lying. That's the problem.
Well, it's depending on what's coming over. If you're seeking asylum or coming over illegally, depending if you're going through the regular border crossing or whether you're crossing over illegally.
I understand that, but you're still separating children. I understand the difference.
But I'm glad you do,
but you're still separating children. Don't say you don't have a policy of it when Jeff Sessions says you do, and the next day you give a press conference.
But I think her policy was if you were seeking asylum.
We have no policy of separating families. She tweeted that on Sunday. Monday, she's giving a press conference about the situations where families might get separated. You can't make this shit up. It's really bad.
I guess everything got thrown. You know, I mean, I believe she was tweeting about if you were coming through legally. If you're coming through illegally, then they would have the separation.
It's up to 280 characters. She used maybe 50.
No,
she could have used more. She could have even continued onto a second tweet. She didn't. Don't make excuses. They're bad at this. We know this because she went to a Mexican restaurant.
I don't think it's like I said. I don't think it's a case of lying. As it was not executed. I don't think it was executed correctly, and the logistics weren't there. Where they're not on the same page with what's going on.
That's much different than we don't have a policy of separating families when it's been announced that it's going to be used as a deterrence when Kelly said it like a year ago. Mm. That's the problem. Anyway, so they're confronted because they're liars. So you know what? I'm fine with it. Confront people that are doing that you think have power.
That are lying.
Yeah, you can confront the
but
people.
But I still have a problem with, you know, throwing up. But you have these people that are swarming in illegally, bringing their kids with them.
That's not what we're talking about.
But there's a correlation to that.
But we're not putting
the blame where the blame should be put.
We're not having that. We had that argument last week. I don't want to go back a week. What I'm saying is, and this is for left or for right, what I'm saying is, you know what? If there's people in power, you know what? And this is your opportunity. Never touch them, never threaten them, never be nasty and curse at them. But you know what? Voice your displeasure. If that's how you feel, same thing when the left's in power and the right wants to do it. Okay, this is a democracy. We have no way of getting to the people in D.C. anymore. We really don't. You know, they fly in and both sides, whoever it is, they give their fucking town halls, their speeches, they rah-rah to their fans, and then they're gone. So you know what? I kind of get it. I'm kind of, because that's where we are. I'm fine with it at this point. Just don't be a fucking dick about it.
Right.
You know, I don't have a problem. I don't have a, but you know, I don't have a problem, I guess, with you making it uncomfortable for people, because that's where we are. We're in an uncomfortable time.
We are, but you know what? There's a difference between being discomforted because you are asked to leave a restaurant and having your child living like 1,000 miles away from you and you're not sure where it is.
I don't want to get into that policy again because we covered that last week. And we had that argument last week.
I'm just saying there's different levels.
Right. What I'm saying is, you know what?
Being uncomfortable.
These are times, but you know what? The Republicans should expect it, and the Democrats should not cry when it happens to them.
Right.
I don't want to hear the fucking left crying or, you know, the right thing.
They yelled at me.
Yeah, I don't want to hear that either.
No.
But this is where we are, and if you have that opportunity and you feel that strongly and you could make a statement strongly without being a complete douchebag about it, I'm fine with it.
So what are the parameters?
Don't threaten harm.
Mm-hmm.
Don't touch. Don't be a fucking pig and use all this foul language and everything.
Right.
But if you want to protest a policy or you feel that they're liars, that's fine.
State your case.
Would you feel that if somebody if you want to protest, instead of going into a restaurant and disrupting them, you should be outside?
Well, they didn't.
Because you're not. You're
but
disrupting
this wasn't
the
protesters
whole...
walking into a restaurant
no,
to bother
them. They just saw
them
there.
They no, no. They the people who worked there said.
Well, that was the Red Hen.
Yeah,
that
right.
was that. That's a different thing. You know what? Here's the thing. They're still insulated from it. Now, now the argument you have is, well, how about the other people that are eating dinner? They just want to have a fucking meal in peace.
Yeah.
But you know what? We're not there anymore. Well, we got to recognize where this country is.
Well, we need to be. You know, if you're going to do it, that's like a parameter. Also, some people are bringing up where. Incorrectly. Well, Sarah Sanders, the restaurant doesn't want to serve her. You know, it's just the same thing of like a bakery not making a cake for a gay couple. It's not. It's not the same thing. One thing is a religious belief, and the other one is a policy belief.
Well, yeah, and being a Republican is not a protected class yet.
Right.
Nor is being a Democrat.
Yeah. Right.
You know, homosexuals, it was argued, were a protected class.
We believed so.
Until the Supreme Court said otherwise. But I'm not going to rehash that now. Mm-hmm. We'll leave that up to SCOTUS. So Joe wanted to talk about the jacket. Pip, why don't you recap what happened with the jacket for everybody?
Okay. I'm trying to remember exactly what the jacket said.
So Melania Trump, who I believe was sincere with this, also think it's good PR for the Trump administration, goes down to now, but Melania is an immigrant, legal immigrant.
Yes.
Her family's immigrants. They're all here. Goes down to the border, wants to visit the schools, mm-hmm. Places where the kids are being held. She's meeting with officials there. What can I do? What's going on? Well received. Melania's pretty well liked. So now it's 81 degrees in fucking Texas.
Yeah.
So she throws on a $39 jacket. Melania doesn't have a $39 anything.
No.
A $39 jacket from Zara that says,
I don't care.
I really don't care.
Do you?
So then people are interpreting, well, was that meant for the children? That's why she's getting on the Air Force One. Was that meant for the children? Was that meant for the president? Some of the media speculated that was meant for the president, that she's had enough of his shenanigans. Of course, the president tweeted out, no, that was a message to the media. But here's the thing that pissed me off. I'm watching CNN on a Sunday morning, 8 o'clock on the show, and there's all these pundits. And they're talking about Melania Trump going, I can't believe she was allowed to wear that. Who's allowing her to wear it? I'm like, she's a fucking grown woman. You don't allow her to do anything. She's going to do what she wants to do.
No, you have an assistant on there that going, what the fuck are you wearing?
And I'm sure that assistant...
Get that off now!
Yeah.
I'm sure the assistant said, what the fuck are you wearing? But again, you don't allow. She's a grown woman. She's the first lady. She knows what she was doing. Oh, yeah, and they gave a press release that it meant nothing. Nobody believes that. Melania has a $39 jacket with fucking writing on the back just waiting in the closet to go down to 81 degree Texas. Nobody's believing that. But there should have been
an aide there. That I mean, look, I'll be the first one to admit that this administration has a problem with optics. It's one of the biggest, you know.
But this was supposed to be his strength.
I understand.
Supposed to be a salesman.
He's a good fucking salesman. This is supposed to be the wheelhouse.
But somebody... grabs her. I don't give
it. You can't grab her, though.
You get that. You she's going to wear that with what's going on. You get that fucking jacket off. I don't care if you're the first lady, the king of Siam. Get that off. Now you can't wear shit like that.
There used to be people in the White House.
Stop her.
There used to be people in the White House that whenever there was going to be a dignitary visiting or something, they used to be the ones in charge of briefing them on
etiquette. They still have those people?
No, they don't. They threw everybody out that made any sense.
Melania's got a staff of 12 people. I'm sure somebody shot her. Oh, really?
Yeah, but I don't know if they kept any
you
of the
can't,
people.
You can Then you jump on a... Defense. You get on a phone.
So is she an idiot?
Yes, of course she's an idiot.
I don't think she's an idiot.
I think she's an idiot.
I think she knows exactly what she was doing.
Lisa says she has a handler. Trip her and rip it off.
See, so you feel like the CNN pundits do, that she should be allowed. I don't feel... She's a grown woman. I don't know what she meant. I think it was probably meant for the president.
You know what?
She's kind of done that shit before. Like when she was having the whole thing with when they were doing all the pussy hat things. The next time you see Melania, she's wearing all pink like the pussy hat.
Yeah.
Melania knows what she's doing.
There's a lot of passive aggressive stuff.
Yeah,
going
there's
on
a lot
house.
Of passive aggressive. Like we saw her swatting away the
His
president.
Hand.
Yeah, Melania knows what she's doing. Now, do I know that was a message for the president? No.
But if it wasn't a message for the president, you have to think. How isolated are you, Marie Antoinette, that you're, oh, let them eat cake. I don't care. Do you care?
It was a bad time.
It's like,
no.
You should care.
It overshadowed. That would have been a good day for her.
That jacket is, you know, a commonly, you know, sold jacket, okay? You don't wear it. And you want to know something?
Teenagers wear that
but
shit.
But the thing about it is, well, maybe she was given a medal. Look, if you're going to do something good, why would you shoot yourself in the foot by wearing
which
something
is what I'm
like
telling
that?
You. She was sending a message to someone. I'm pretty sure it was the president.
Well, because her whatever jacket was in the wash.
Whatevs.
Whatevs.
Listen, she knows what the fuck she's doing. I don't know for sure what she's doing. But yeah, and the fact that Trump had a tweet about it means he got the fucking message. So, no, that was meant for the media, was it?
He had to say something.
No, he should have shut the fuck up. He should be busy with other shit.
Let me say, no, then you would no, you know what?
There's late night hosts he should be commenting on.
No, but then you would have criticized him for saying nothing.
I really didn't talk about the jacket. I really didn't care about the jacket.
Oh, I did.
I know a lot of people did. I didn't. I focused on the meeting. I took it.
Why? Was it too easy? And I'm not being a dick. I'm really not.
You know
was
it
too
was?
Easy?
Because I tried.
I hit the... Look, you know my feelings with Trump and how I support the administration. I hit the fucking roof over that.
You hit the roof because it made the administration look bad. That's why you hit the roof. Here's what I took it like... You know what? I took it like she was trying to do something good.
Yeah.
By visiting the kids.
Right.
I took it like, you know what? She's an immigrant. She knows how fucking wrong this is. And, you know, I just took it for what it was. Do I think it was smart? No, I don't think
no,
it was
smart. No, it wasn't smart because even if that she was making a statement, you know how people take with it. And blatantly, it was like the stupidest thing to do. So
yeah.
Even if you were going to do that and give a message... You're doing about it the wrong way. You're not going out on Air Force One to fly to, you know, some other. You're going to visit these, you know, these children.
What about this?
And you wear a jacket like that?
What about this argument? Trump told her to wear it so we wouldn't talk about fucking Russia and the fucking kids being ripped apart. That's possible too. He loves distraction.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah,
about
I don't know
that.
About, yeah, I don't. No,
yeah,
stop.
He does.
No, stop. Well, but here's the deal. You just said, well, she's her own woman, and Gina. Do you think she'd throw that if the old, you know, the old man told her to throw that? I'd be like, fuck you.
Oh yeah. No. See, I don't feel bad for Melania.
No,
I'm not like she knew exactly what she was doing when she married him. She knows who this guy is.
She might change his stripes.
No, she might be unhappy now.
Yeah,
because all the spotlight's on.
Mm-hmm.
She's fucking. You know how she
wasn't expecting to be the first lady.
No, she
by any stretch
no.
of the
mind. But she knows she married an asshole.
Yeah,
I mean Donald Trump being an asshole is not something that suddenly appeared. If you look at Donald Trump's history, he has a long legacy of being an asshole.
Yeah, did the gold lamé toilets tell you anything?
Donald Trump has a history of cheating on wives.
Yes.
You know, listen, she knew what she was getting. That's why I don't feel bad for her. All right. Next, so Joe's fucking more outraged than anybody.
No, I was
because
pissed
it was
off.
It's fucking stupid.
It's
but they
stupid.
Do stupid all the time.
But it's
that's the brand.
It's blatantly stupid.
That's the brand.
An age should have caught that. Well, listen to me. I'm not going to sit here and go, oh, you know, they have a very big problem. Well, the humongous problem with optics. You know, but that I mean, an aide or somebody should have said, get that fucking jacket off. Yeah, here's a sweater.
I don't think anybody's telling her what to do. I think Melania's like fuck.
Then
this
she
shit.
Don't. Then she don't go out anywhere.
Really, Overlord.
Yeah, you
have a,
yeah.
Really, gonna lock her up in a closet.
You have a luncheon with retarded kids in a big oval, the green room or whatever. You know, and that's about.
Did you just say you have a luncheon with retarded?
No, I said yes, she'll have a luncheon with retarded people in the oval.
How are you not a spokesman for this administration? How have they not snapped you up?
You should see what Joe's jacket said.
Hey, look at the tards.
Oh,
as
God.
Joe gets into the element and drives off.
Do you remember the movie There's Something About Mary?
Yeah.
And when the guy who was pretending to be an architect and the perfect guy for Cameron Diaz's person meets her brother who is slow or something and all his little buddies and he goes, yeah, I love the goofy bastards. And she looks at him like, what did you just say? He's trying to be this
different
humanitarian.
All right, next thing because we got a bunch of this stuff.
Okay, let's see.
I don't think there's much more.
Oh, yeah, we were talking about Chinese licensing.
Oh, this actually was from last year. So I guess right after he took office in March, Trump got a couple of got 38 licenses from China. read off what a couple of these fucking things are that he's licensed for in China. Our president, our dear leader.
An escort service? Massage parlors? Those were
Trump branded escort services and massage parlors in China. You can't make this shit up.
It's like, really? President Trump's massage parlor and escort service.
It would be like we had a meeting. All right, he's done steaks. He's done airlines. He's done waters. Let's come up with some other shit that he could brand as a goof.
Let's see. Broads? Yeah!
Are you fucking kidding me?
That's real.
Okay. I didn't vote for him for his morality. But I voted to lower my taxes, more money in my paycheck. Well, you know, then they'll have to deal with it.
No, they don't give a shit. Huh. They're as phony as the rest.
I told you before. I phrased that wrong. I'm scolding you, but I mentioned before.
Like I'm going out in a jacket or something.
Yeah, funny.
Told you, that's, you don't wear that.
That's fucking hysterical. That's fucking so subtle, but fucking hysterical. But basically, the thing with the right is the religious right are the only group that's going to stick with the Republican Party, and they have to pander to that end.
And how did they do that? By branding massage parlors.
And brothels.
And brothels.
What's next? The Trump vibrators?
It's in China. It's not here.
Trump's okay.
When you want to take it in the ass. I mean, are you fucking kidding? At one point, shouldn't you go, nah, I don't want to put my name on that. I'm the president now. Let's not do the French tickler. I'm President Trump now.
Butt plug, though. Butt plug. Trump butt plug.
Don't worry, there's going to be tariffs on that stuff.
You can't make this fucking stupidity
and
up.
Bacteria.
What's next?
That's all I have written down.
All right. So we covered a lot.
Yeah.
We covered a lot. Let's so let me play the You Stink for next week. But yeah, there's a lot of weird shit going on. Although he did get a Supreme Court win today.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
So a lot of people are upset about that. It's interesting, real close. The Supreme Court voted 5-4 that Trump could issue the travel ban, the third incarnation of it, and they cited presidential powers as the reason to do it. And they said, well, you know, you can't take into account what he said. Like, what Trump says means fucking nothing now.
Well, well, they kind of said, well, I'm paraphrasing. It's not necessarily what we would do, but we're not going to stomp all over what the president wants to do.
Right. So basically presidential powers. And, of course, Trump starts tweeting about how they all pretty much agree with his thinking.
That's not what they said.
About the Muslim ban. So, yeah. So he got a victory, and, of course, he completely fucks it up. Mm-hmm. By not knowing, by I guess not reading or listening.
Mm. Oh, so, what? Those things
a
don't
win
happen.
Is a win.
So fucking take your win, but don't gloat stupidly. If you're gonna gloat, if you're gonna gloat, go see. I knew I had these powers. That's the fucking gloat.
Yeah.
That the gloat is the court, Supreme Court has reaffirmed what I knew, that the presidency has these powers. Now don't fucking get pissed off when the Democrats come in and they start
the same thing.
They start coming all over your fucking rights and shit because they're gonna do that too. Mm-hmm. Don't get fucking because that's coming too. So, I mean, I know it's going to happen. The right's going to go, wah, wah. No, you like this shit. Just fucking remember, comes around, goes around. It's not going to be like this forever. But, yeah, a lot of people are upset by the Supreme Court, mm-hmm. their ruling. But, hey, that's a win for Mitch McConnell, who, of course, today had a photo op with Neil Gorsuch. Of course, that's the judge.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, who they held out for. And even Joe agreed what they did with Obama and not trying to see Merrick Garland.
Mm-hmm.
Was bullshit.
Yeah, that was saying, oh, well, you know, we don't have enough time. What do you mean you don't have enough time?
This was a victory for Mitch McConnell.
Yeah.
So there you go. Hey, but don't get pissed off when you know, the Democrats have the power and Trump has 3 years left in his presidency and they go, we're not going to seat anybody because that shit's coming. Nobody's going to be the bigger person anymore because nobody's fans want them to be the bigger person anymore.
And we all lose from that.
We all lose from that shit. And that's where we're fucking headed. So you take your little wins now, but realize it's all fucking cyclical. You're going to be on the receiving end of it, so this was really stupid.
Well, that remains to be, you know, remains to be seen.
No, it's coming. Because the left has the same fucking people that don't want civility also as the mm-hmm. right does. Nobody's going to play by the
No, I think he's saying that, you know, that the Democrats are not necessarily going to take over the House or the Senate.
Is that
what you're saying?
At some point.
That's what I'm saying. At some
remains
point.
To be seen, yeah.
It's going to happen. I mean,
we're already there.
Unless Trump does away with that. I mean, it's possible.
No. What, the midterm elections?
He doesn't want due process anymore.
I know.
So, you know, it's a brave new world.
Yeah, it's first. They came for them.
And by the way, when they take away the due process from these people where the Constitution and the Supreme Court has ruled on it, when they take that away, I don't want to hear from the fucking gun nuts when the fucking left decides to take away the Second Amendment. Because you start taking away shit, you start taking away amendments, that's what's going to fucking happen.
You start taking away people's civil rights.
Exactly. Yep. That's what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. So just be aware of this. If you're applauding it now, saying, well, these people should not get their due process, remember, next it's you. That's why I don't like any of this shit. I'm consistent. I see where this is
now,
all
the, now the due process, whether the people, the illegal yes. They're not citizens.
I understand that, but
the Constitution doesn't apply to them.
Yes, it does, because the Supreme Court has ruled on this. Anybody in the United States, that's why they're not letting them get 2 feet in the United States. That's why these people are crossing illegally. Anybody in the United States, and the courts have ruled on this multiple times, is entitled to due process. And that's why you have Feinstein and Ted Cruz working together to get more judges down there to give them their due process. Trump doesn't want more judges down there, doesn't want due process, which is against the Constitution. So if he gets his way and we do away with due process, don't fucking bitch when next time it's something you give a shit about, because that's what's going to happen.
At least we're getting a handle on immigration.
You're allowing it, so don't be upset when it's something you care about.
Right.
Yeah. That's why I don't. That's why people say, ban all guns. Well, unless you're going to do away with the Second Amendment, you can't do that shit. Because this is the land. And now all these people, the president, Congress, Senate, the judges, they all swear an oath not to President Trump, not to a party, to the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
This is the Constitution they are want to violate now.
Right.
And Joe's attitude is what a lot of people have. Where it's like, well, it's okay because I support this particular thing.
Because the ends justify the means is what they're saying, but it's not true.
Which is how you slide into
whittling down people's rights.
Which is how you slide into an authoritarian regime where rights are whittled away. You can't do that.
This is one of the reasons that we broke from England, is because people's right to due process was not being considered. It wasn't being allowed. And so people were being imprisoned. They were being killed.
Speaking of England and speaking of Germany, they have a very, very big problem with immigration because they didn't keep a handle on it. So much so, Angela Merkel was on the hot seat because she was very lax on that. We need to get a handle on it.
Yeah, but she got re-election, and now the crime is less this year, 2017, than it was in 2016. Crime's going down. But I don't want to talk about Germany right now. But yeah.
Did you say Reich now?
Right. I did say Reich now. That's what I said. But yeah. So just be careful what you wish for. Just be careful when you think the ends justify the means. Because then it's going to get fucking turned around on you. And that's how bad shit happens. Isn't it fucking scary? I guess if I was the lib, even though I'm not, that I'm the fucking constitutionalist here, I'm like, you can't do that. It's in the Constitution. I've never said the ends justify the means. Never. It's the Constitution. Unless you're going to have a constitutional convention, which you can have.
Yes, you can.
And
but
then
I mean,
you decide to get away rid of stuff, that's fine.
But we can't just say, you know what, that, right. Yeah, we're... No, we don't like...
You wondered about it. You waited for it. And now it's here. Curmudgeon Philosophy with Pip Helix.
What you got?
You know, when you start thinking about criticizing other people, you have to say to yourself, what's it to you? When you start looking at other people and saying, you know what, I think that they look like an idiot, what's it to you? Is their idiot look going to rub off on you? Is their ugly rash going to upset you
to
the
point? It's
not a
rash, it's an abrasion, woman.
Self-inflicted wound. Is that actually going to ruin your day?
No, I actually cheered mine up.
I mean, if you find somebody visually unappealing, what's it to you?
So basically what you're saying is it worth it to be a douchebag?
Yeah. What is, you all look at you considering
no, no,
it.
No, I think unless you're writing for a radio show.
Oh, well, you know what? I mean, really, here, all bets are off.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, that was the phrase I had in my mind. But in everyday life.
Normal people.
In everyday life, it's not so bad to shut the fuck up. Yeah. Which is kind of what I was pointing to last week with the busybodies.
Yes.
You know, when I was online at the parking garage, and I had to put Nana in her place.
Well, really, any of that kind of thing. When somebody comes up to you and they're giving you their 2 cents about something that has nothing to do with you, what's it to you?
It's just, it's funny. The funniest thing and the meanest thing you could do to somebody that does that, like if you're looking at a display and somebody comes up, yeah, I bought those last week. They're really good. You know, they're on sale. You just walk away and don't say a word. It's the rudest and funniest fucking thing because the dope just sits there. Mind your own business, stupid.
Well, yeah, I was reading an article today about how people in, Europe and other countries are so different from the way that we react to things. And they say the one thing that Americans do that they just don't do there is walk up to strangers and start conversations.
There was a guy. There's a rest stop when I go to rehearsal with Fragile Sky. There's a rest stop on the Palisades. First rest stop when you get off of the George Washington. So I go in there, and I got out of the car, and there's some guy. They're going, you know, I could. There's a dent in the back of your car. I know how to get it out. And I'm like just ignoring him. And I'm like,
I remember this story.
Yeah. And he goes, you know, and I could help. You know, you're very rude. Who the fuck asked you?
Well, I think that's a little different than what she was saying, because that's somebody trying
to be helpful. No, mind your own business.
No.
We don't live in Mayberry. Mind your own business, okay? You want me to tell you? Your car looks like a piece of shit. You really should push it off the cliff, you know?
Are you in it or not in it?
Yeah, right.
Well, now you have it backwards, Joe, because that guy was trying to be helpful, but you, your car looks like a piece of shit. Why don't you push it off a cliff? What's it to you? If you're driving around in a piece of shit car, what's it do you? Does it diminish your car in any way?
Yeah, because I'm driving in a fucking cloud of your black smoke.
Okay.
It is a little something to me.
No, but if it's just a rust bucket and it's not doing anything to you, it is not making your air unbreathable.
You could fucking lose a tire and cause an accident.
It's just, you know, it's
now being ugly, other than upsetting me, is nothing to me.
Basically, I'm talking about aesthetics.
But it's, yeah. I guess, and it's almost a search, like, with that guy, I'm like, I'm in a restaurant, I'm trying to get something done. You know, who are you?
Are you trying to do number one or number two?
It's, you know, the funny thing, it's all Orthodox Jewish people there. So I always sing the song, come to the rest, stop, come pee with Jews.
Do you sing this to them?
No, I hum it when I walk in.
Joe's not a singer. He breaks out the keyboard, though. Right, right.
But here's the difference. It's weird dynamic, because where do we draw the line? Now, with that being said, the guy comes up to me. Here's another situation. A guy comes up to me. I'm at the Barrett Jackson auto auction, and I'm looking at a car, and the guy comes up to me and he goes, you know about cars? I go, yeah, a little bit. He goes, why is there a gap? I see like another car, the same kind of car. Why is there a gap like that? They all have this gap, and it doesn't look like it's that, you know, that straight. And it's in a weird that the guy, we have the same interest in something.
But that's not what she's talking about.
I know, because I was very friendly to the guy. And
that's unlike you.
Yeah, but I told the guy, I go, look, they're classic cars. But I go, when these things were, they were building them, they could care less. And I go, they built them like shit. And there was a lot of gaps. And I go, and if you're refurbishing, it's true. And I go, if you're refurbishing them, you want to make it look as authentic so you'll have those gaps. If you make it perfect, you're going to lose points at a show.
Really?
And points at a show translates to less money you're going to get for the car.
And then they have to put that car to sleep.
Yeah, funny. But that's, you know, and that's the way. I didn't have a problem, you know.
But that's different.
Different. I said there's like certain parameters.
She's talking about like taking time out of your day to be a douche.
Yeah.
That guy was asking, he thought you were knowledgeable, asked a question, you guys had a shared
interest. And because we had the same hobby and we both are there because we love cars, I was more than happy to
see, I think douchey and like being helpful. It's a thin line, because you could go and you could go, hey, you got a spot on your shirt.
And thank you for telling me.
Yeah, but it could also be construed as being douchey. I know I got a spot. I put it there.
Yeah, leave me alone.
Yeah, right. So it's a
fun
line.
Being
I remember one time I was in my van. I'm backing up, and this lady goes, you have a taillight out. And I go, thank you. I beg your pardon. I said, thank you. Oh, sorry.
Apparently she heard the show.
I beg your pardon.
Yeah, I go, no, I said thank you. Oh, I'm so sorry.
No, I think what you're saying is like being a douche for no reason at all. Which can't be construed as being helpful.
Well, like...
you know what? When somebody goes, I see your lawn's gotten pretty overgrown. Shut the
exactly.
fuck up.
Go fuck yourself.
What's it to you?
I understand.
I'm going to run my lawnmower across your head, stupid.
Listen, you know, I got a nice mosquito farm there. I don't want to disturb them. Yeah. I know what they're doing.
Yeah, what's your problem? Are you a sheep and you want to come over and graze? What's it to you?
That's a fucking great response.
What's the difference?
I might have to put that in the old vault there.
You know, like, when you know, women get catcalled, but not in a good way, when they're like, hey, fat ass. What's it to you? I'm not going to fuck you. Why do you care my ass
looks? That's a good response.
Like? Now,
Now, I will say, the woman who leads my workout, Autumn,
yes,
she's all about having a big ass. She's a tiny woman. She's like 5'4", 110 pounds.
I'm not talking Brazilian ass. I'm talking 350 kind of ass.
Well, I mean, some of the darker-skinned people like a bigger ass.
Well, it's become more in fashion, but I'm saying...
So maybe it's a nice thing.
When I was coming up, hey, when fat ass!
Coming through the minor leagues of being a whore.
Yes!
The minor leagues. You know, you don't just jump to the majors of being a whore. You got to work.
Like the minor leagues. That's like what's he can curse with the best of them. You know, I just want to tell you, there's a lot of people that could say fuck out there. So you better be the best.
You better be the best whore that you can be.
And you have been, honey.
Thank you. Don't deny my stats.
They're going to retire your panties.
They should.
Somebody should bury them in a fucking Superfund site. Whatever.
You know, one good flood and it's all over.
Yeah. One good flood and they finally get washed.
That's not the kind of flood I was talking about.
Oh! That's a douchebag.
What's it to you?
Well, I'm doing a show.
I say.
You know, in normal everyday conversation, your panties stink. It's not very nice.
Yeah, you stink.
Yeah, you stink. I do not confront in that way.
You are not close enough to make that observation.
Well, see, that's where you're mistaken.
See, that's the problem with being a comic, because we're used to be outspoken, and then they put us out in the populace, and it sometimes it could be a problem.
Yeah, we've had a tame it, you out. And I. You and I have had a tame it when unleashed on the people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes it rears its head in lines at restaurants.
Sometimes, yes.
You call this fast food? This is neither fast nor food.
Yeah. Or the one time I always tell the story, we're in Michigan, and Davin goes to the buffet, and I'm just sitting at the table waiting for him to come back, and this guy comes up and goes, oh, you're a Devils fan, huh? Yeah, and Davin goes, what, do you like championships?
That's a great
That was
answer.
When the Devils were winning championships.
Yeah.
Now I not speak so much on that.
But
I agree with that. That's good. Yeah, no reason to be a douchebag. What is the motivation? Well, if you're a douchebag, the motivation is to be a douchebag. I guess I answered my own question.
Yeah, but I mean, a lot of it is just, it's not bringing you up to tear other people down. But
I think what you do is when somebody does something like that, it was like, well, you're trying to be a douchebag? Because if so, mission accomplished.
It's sometimes it's just hard. I bought some antifreeze, right? And
you want to wash your balls with that?
I bought some antifreeze.
Fuck you, that was funny. They might overheat with too much friction.
No, he was making some fruit punch. Antifreeze is sweet.
Really? That explains something.
It does say sweet, doesn't it? Yeah. I don't know why.
How do you know?
Because
you can
smell
it.
Same way you know, stupid. Yeah. Oh, now you fucking laugh. Like she didn't just fucking say it tastes really good. Do you even fucking listen to what you say?
No.
What's wrong with you? You guys suck at this.
There'll be so much time.
But
after
you just said it.
Oh,
even
know.
Alzheimer's go, really?
Then again, really?
Yeah. I'm like a goldfish. Yeah. I have a 2-second rebound.
But it was literally 2 seconds.
I know.
Oh, my God.
So I buy this antifreeze on Friday night, and because I thought the car was running a little bit hot, and I wanted to put it. If my antifreeze was low, I was going to put it in the truck before I go up to Connecticut to the auto auction.
Smart.
I open it. It's fine. It's good. It must have just been running a little hot one day. Everything is cool. So I go, all right, let me bring it back. So I bring it back yesterday to a different auto zone. I walk in and I go, yeah, I'd like to return this antifreeze. He opens the cap, sees it, and use it. Your phone number? And I go, I get my phone. Well, it doesn't show up in the system. I go, I got a receipt. I go, here's the receipt. You want to see my license? I was 1 second away from taking it. You either take it back or you're drinking it, motherfucker. And you know what? You're working AutoZone. Maybe that's a good thing. Maybe it'll end this all.
Wait.
Asshole zone is what the place should be called.
Why the hell did he harass you when you had a receipt?
You know why they want my phone was so they could send me shit.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm like, you know what? I got the receipt here. Well, I just want to make sure, you know, it's the fucking receipt. What do you think? I'm the mad fucking Prestone bandit? Take here's my receipt. Here's the fucking antifreeze. Open it up the cop.
Too wordy. It'd be a shitty name for
the
a villain.
Prestone bandit.
No, the mad
fucking
Prestone.
It's antifreeze is
that doesn't
just,
even fit on a cape.
Yeah, but even antifreeze is just as long. Prestone is a syllable. Antifreeze.
It's a lot of work.
I know, but it's Prestone. Look.
You guys are really workshopping this one?
Yeah, because basically antifreeze wouldn't have worked.
We should Old Yeller to this
because it's three syllables. Prestone, at least you got a shot with two syllables.
Yeah, but you mad fucking Prestone bandit.
Because that was, yeah, well.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Those are in
parentheses. Not the name Prestone. It's all the shit around Prestone.
I got you.
No, they're in parentheses. Mad fucking Prestone bandit.
And now look who's joining in the band. All right, Joe.
You stink.
Who stinks now, Joe?
I stink. Madison Square Garden stinks.
It most certainly does.
It does. I went to go see Def Leppard and Journey 2 weeks ago. And the thing about it is that I get there and I lay out decent money per seat. Now I'm up in the nosebleed section.
Right.
And both band, because you're so high, you can't hear good acoustics.
Right.
And it's like you're removed from the show. And what they built when they remodeled the place was this bridge that goes across the top of the state of the arena, which cuts
a catwalk.
Out. Yeah, it's like a catwalk, but it's like
the. Did you shake your little tush?
So they have the catwalk up there, and it because it's up there, it kills the sound. The sound they don't have any auxiliary speakers, so it just sounds all money. And then you look at that, and then you see a TV screen, and I'm watching the concert on TV.
I know.
I could sit at home and do the same
thing.
Well,
no, you don't. That's not on basic cable. You couldn't.
But
we do that. You know that.
You do that.
You know that going in. That you're going there for the secondhand high. That's pretty much why you're going there. And the little specks on the fucking stage in front of you. You know that going in.
But
you
I
know
feel what, guilty looking at the TV screen when I'm there.
Sometimes the sound is muddied. Or you could be, and the problem was, I got in a bad mood, and I'm sitting there going,
you?
Yeah, well, I go, why am I in a bad mood? I couldn't
well,
figure it out.
That could take hours.
I did. It did. And I'm like, is it the sound? Is it the seats? I don't know. So I got a beer, and
is it when I fucking polished my head and went down to the bone?
Anyway, so I go get a beer, and it was between Journey went
up. That set you back a mortgage payment?
What's that?
To get the beer at Madison Square Garden?
Yeah, it did.
Oh, yeah.
And finance.
What's that, 14?
13.
For watered down Budweiser.
Yeah. So, okay.
Enjoy.
But I needed a cocktail. I wasn't going to pay that. I was not going to pay that. I think they're crooks.
So, are we going to negotiate?
No. Because sometimes I needed a drink. I need a drink. I go, ah, fuck it. I'll get a drink. So,
get me on the tariffs. The tariffs. It should be $5 beer. It's the tariffs.
I feel like dumping something in the harbor.
Take your Clydesdales and get the fuck out.
So anyway, I get my beer. I sit down. Now, Journey went up first. Def Leppard's coming on, and I got in a good mood. Def Leppard comes on. Still the same muddied sound and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Now there's a song that Def Leppard that everybody stands. Okay. Then everybody sits back down.
What song is this?
Pour Some Sugar on Me or something.
That's
like
what
that.
I was
like,
thinking.
You don't fucking know. They're one of your favorite bands. You've seen them a bunch of times.
I forgot the exact tune. Okay, so somebody was standing. Yeah, everybody stands up. Everybody sits down.
Again with the standing. Enough with the fucking standing. You don't hear better when you stand.
I understand.
Your ears are not on your ass. There's no reason for
it. Yeah. So everybody sits down, and except this guy and his chick. And
right in front of you.
Well, down the road, but they're blocking my sight line, right? And I'm like, all right, look, I'm gonna be very reasonable about this. I go, I'm gonna give them a little bit of time. Everybody sat down. Nobody's still standing. If there were still people standing, I get it. It's a concert. I'm waiting. About 5 minutes to go by, and then I go, they're still blocked. So I walk up and I go, dude, can you sit down, please? I can't see shit.
Hey, man, just at a concert with my chick, man. Why you got to be such a dick, man? I'm just having a good time.
If everybody was still standing.
That's right. The way I enjoy. I paid the same amount of money for my ticket, man.
Right, and I would have. I didn't get an argument with him. I would have told him, really, tell the people you're blocking that.
Yeah.
But the problem is they didn't speak up.
Yeah.
Right.
So the guy is still.
Hey, man, you're a door, not a window.
So the still.
You never heard that?
No.
So the guy.
Don't mind. Relax.
Yeah. The guy is still standing.
Right.
And
after
like,
you talk to him.
Yeah. And then he looks at me, and I give him the thing. I give him the look. I go, sit down. Sit down. And then he looks.
Dad's angry.
He looks at me again. You know, looks at me again.
Well, he's got his chick.
Yeah. I go, well, the chick sat down. He decided to still stand. Because I think the chick was telling him to sit down. So
well,
he looks
he's holding his breath.
He looks at me again, and I go, you sit down.
Yeah.
And then the third time he got it and sat down. So I'm like,
Am I gonna
go up and talk to him again? I go, no. I'll have one of the ushers tell him to sit down.
Yeah, it's one of the smart moves.
You know, yeah, I'm not gonna because after being on jury duty and seeing how shit could escalate, you know, I'm not gonna do that. Really, true. So, you know, I sat down. But the thing about it is that, you know, I was being very reasonable. And I'm like, this goes back to the whole thing, am I a douchebag?
Yes.
If everybody was, no, because if everybody was still standing.
That was just a general question.
Are you mean in this instance alone?
Because I was in a bad mood and I didn't know why.
Right.
I mellowed myself out and I go, are you having a maybe it's you moment? And I'm thinking about, I go, no, because if there were still people standing, you got to relax.
If everybody else was up,
yeah.
It's like.
And if there was still, and it was a two, you got to relax. When you're the one guy still standing,
right.
And it's been 5 minutes,
yeah,
sit the fuck down.
This is where you need the people directly behind them to sigh loudly. You need a loud... just to fucking build up so they feel the warm air that they're... the annoying sigh. When you're a couple rows back, it doesn't work. Yeah. All you're left to do is throw booze at them.
But you still... you would have... think you would have another common sense if you're the only one standing.
That you're blocking, people. Their own world.
Yeah, I know, but you know, that's why people are assholes.
Yeah, but Joe's world now, and that's a dangerous place.
Well, yeah, but you know what? Joe has been more docile of late, and Joe has been giving a lot of leeway to assholes. You know, and... you know, it's not like when I threatened to kill somebody at the Billy Joel concert when I was with Dennis about 2 years ago.
Well, you were your boyfriend, you had to show your manhood.
That's right. But nonetheless, plus it was great seats. But anyway. But
then you really wanted to see Billy.
But yeah, but still, you know, you look at it and go, am I the asshole here? And you gave every up. Sit down. You're the only one standing.
Yeah. No, they're
you're
not.
The only one standing.
No, we talked about this before.
Yeah,
people
you're not
no
being
decency.
An ass. They don't have any decency. And it's like, going back to another movie, there's one movie where there's this huge guy trying to watch Sleepless in Seattle, and this girl is making a point of being loud with her boyfriend. And he goes, can't see and can't hear. And I'm like, and he's huge. I was like, if I was the person in front of that person, like you, I would be sitting my ass down immediately.
I just, you know, it's like I wanted to go up with the ticket. The ticket says Def Leppard and Journey. There's no thing on the ticket that says in some asshole's head. Sit the fuck down.
You would not have done well with Samir Coverdale.
Oh,
singing in your ear.
Right.
Nope.
I don't think you could stop people from singing.
But that's the thing. He wasn't blocking your view.
No, we were all fucking standing.
Right.
It was
all right.
A club.
Yeah.
Standing. The guy sing. All right. We get it.
Apparently, we didn't.
Yeah.
Because he needs to sing every fucking song.
Mm.
I remember there was one guy that was playing with one of the bands, and we were playing this one bar. And there's a guy, like, there's a ledge, and the keyboards are right next to the ledge. And there's this guy tapping his hand with the tune at a time. And he's throwing me off.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, could you please stop? You're throwing me. He was fucking me up.
Yeah.
Because I can't, you know, I can't hit my drum. All I can hear is, and I'm like almost a half a measure behind because
he's
stupid,
out of time.
Because he's out of time.
Mm-hmm.
And I told, I go, dude, please, could you stop that
Much
shit?
Like this segment.
Yeah. Oh, nice out.
Oh, nice. Oh.
Oh.
We'll come back. We'll do some Ann Jackson short break.